Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to this brand new feature on building sustainability called Building Sustainability Bite Size. Or BSBS for short. Maybe. So, how it's going to work is my guest will have 10 minutes to tell you about a thought, an idea, a story, a problem, a success, or a failure. I'm actually going to leave it quite open to their interpretation on that, so long as it's somewhere near the built environment and sustainability. And I'm really excited to see what they're excited about. So the idea is that these bite-sized episodes will offer you some listening on your shorter journeys or when time is tight. My walk to the shops, for example, is 10 minutes, so I could fit 2 into just getting some food. And the plan is to release a bite-sized episode every other week, so those will fall between the main episodes. Being as this is a new thing, I suppose I should start the ball rolling. I'm going to tell you about an exciting change in my life and a really exciting new project. So I've been looking to find a way to get onto the land. I've been paralysed, I'd say, up to now by not having the funds to buy anything and a terrible fear of being isolated. And now, a year ago, while I was at a land justice event in Bristol, it came to me something that the cob builder, Yanto Evans, had told me when I visited him at Cobb Cottage Company in Oregon. He told me that he had never owned land, and yet he'd built himself a couple of different homes on other people's land. He said that you didn't need to own it outright. You just need to find a landowner and offer a symbiotic relationship. You live on the land in exchange for something. So this recollection sat in my head for the best part of 6 months until I went on a cycle touring trip last autumn. And I think all that fresh air and 8 hours a day in the saddle gave me the time and space to think and come up with a plan. Upon my return, I sent out a whole batch of emails to anyone I thought might have a possibility of a connection that could work. And I was quite vague in my offering, deliberately so, to open up any possible situation that might work. I got a few replies, and one has developed into a goer. So, in April, I'm moving to Exmoor, Somerset. And I'm going to work a set amount of days per month restoring some buildings in exchange for rent on some land. One incredible feature of this opportunity is that on the land, there is a 100-acre woodland, which I can use to teach green woodworking in, which is a massive bonus. I feel incredibly lucky for this opportunity. So I'm selling my little narrowboat and I'm moving. And with the money from the boat sale, I'm going to be building myself a tiny house on a trailer. So finally, after building so many homes for other people, I can finally build my own. I am absolutely loving the process of working out my needs, both in terms of space and possessions. And I'm then designing my 6.6 meter by 2.4 meter space to fit my life. By the way, this technically means I'm downsizing from the boat. Among the things I'm looking forward to, living in a space that is properly insulated, having been designed to be of maximum efficiency, having room to stretch. And right now, I'm currently trying to work out how I can fit having a bath into the tiny home as my kind of luxury item. So this plan means that I get to keep my security of owning my small home. And if things don't work out, I can move on. One bonus over the boat is that I'm no longer going to be tied to the waterways. So the whole country is now open. So yeah, I'm incredibly excited. I'm a little nervous. I'm pretty sad to be leaving all the great folks in Bristol, but overridingly excited. Looking forward to the next chapter. And being able to grow things and put down some tentative roots, albeit in a very movable, slightly temporary way. So, mostly, I really wanted to share with you Yanto's wisdom, and I hope that maybe you're inspired by his thoughts, and maybe by the way I'm actioning that idea. So, as luck would have it, on March the 5th to the 7th, there is an online tiny house conference with talks and discussions about all aspects of tiny house life, design, and the building process. I have my ticket and I've been gifted a discount code to reduce your ticket price to $25, which is 20 quid, I think. So there'll be a link to that in the show notes if anyone else is interested. Well, that's it from me. Oh, I should say, if anyone wants to buy a boat, 38 feet, very lovely. Get in contact. I hope you're all well, and I look forward to bringing you more of these bite-sized building sustainabilities. All the best.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.